Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam 4th Canto 21st Chapter 13th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable time and attention this morning. Thank you. Hare Krishna, please take over the call Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are going to discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter that we are discussing is Instructions by Maharaja Prithu. This is Canto 4, Chapter 21. I'll chant the verse and then we'll discuss.
Ekadashin Mahashatra Diksha Tatra Divaukasham Samajo Brahmarshinam Cha Rajarshinam Cha Sattamam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Once upon a time, King Prithu initiated the performance of a very great sacrifice in which great saintly sages, brahmanas, demigods from higher planetary systems and great saintly kings known as Raja Rishis, all assembled together. Purport. In this verse, the most significant point is that although King Prithu's residential quarters were in India, between rivers Ganges and Yamuna, the demigods also participated in the great sacrifice he performed. This indicates that formerly, the demigods used to come to this planet. Similarly, great personalities like Arjuna, Yudhishthira, and many others used to visit higher planetary systems. Thus, there was interplanetary communication via suitable airplanes and space vehicles.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Miti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Ekadashin Mahashatra Diksha Tatra Divaukasham Samajo Brahmarshinam Cha Rajarshinam Cha Sattamam.
Once upon a time, King Prithu initiated the performance of a very great sacrifice in which great saintly sages, brahmanas, demigods from higher planetary systems and great saintly kings known as Raja Rishis all assembled together. Hare Krishna. The context that we are in is Maharaj Prithu just had a wonderful darshan of Lord Vishnu, who appeared in his fire sacrifice And after the fire sacrifice could not be completed because Brahma requested Prithu Maharaj to not to fight anymore with Indra, Vishnu got pleased with the gesture and attitude of Maharaj Prithu, and he appeared in the arena, blessed Maharaj Prithu, gave some instructions, and eventually bestowed him with the benediction of having a wonderful association of Sanat Kumaras. So when Vidura got to know about all these things, Vidura got excited to hear more about Maharaj Prithu and what happened after that. The eagerness shown by Vidura, shown by different students of Srimad Bhagavatam, enables each and every one of us to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are relishing and participating in these wonderful discussions and able to inherit some valuable lessons for our devotional life. It is because of the wonderful Vaishnavas and their inquisitiveness towards such subject matters. On our own, we are not competent, neither we are interested, nor we are supported with such arrangements where spirituality is a natural process for us. Somehow, by the blessings of Guru and Gauranga, we are associating and relishing such wonderful nectarian pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, so we are eternally indebted to them. So Vidura, by showing his indebtedness as well as his inquisitiveness and curiosity to know more, when he expressed, "Can I hear more? What happened? How this all, you know, further progressed? And who Maharaj Prithu exactly is?" Maitreya Rishi is explaining further. So, whilst explaining about Maharaj Prithu and what happened, that's the context that we are in. Srila Prabhupada explains that the most significant point is about interplanetary communication. So in our discussions today, we will definitely understand and evaluate this particular verse in a little more deeper, and some relevant reflections from this for our devotional life. This interplanetary communication or interplanetary visit, which were quite regular and every individual could participate or associate with such personalities, why it is not happening in the current context? Forget about the Supreme Lord. We are not even able to take darshan or able to see demigods. Just because we are not able to see, our great glorious, so-called great glorious scientists and materialistic ideologists, they say that such people, such personalities do not exist. they are all some mythological characters, so we need not believe them. So long as we demonstrate, prove, we see, we will believe. So we are going to have three sets of reflections, and through them we will chant this particular shloka. The first reflection is about the kind of attitude that one should have towards spirituality and towards having an opportunity to experience great personalities association. Whenever we are talking about higher dimensional science, we talk about great personalities and the activities of great personalities. Srila Prabhupada has repeatedly encouraged that lifestyle, pastimes, and activities of great personalities are very much important for every one of us to hear and understand, so that we can appropriately align our mindset and follow them. Because following great personalities is our dharma. So to understand them, there's a different science. Unlike how do we study material science, which is pretty much based on pratyaksha pramana, understanding great personalities and higher dimensional science, we need to go to a pramana called shabda. And that shabda should be coming from a bona fide source. And only when we align ourselves to such a shabda, we will be able to listen and understand the life of great acharyas and personalities with which our devotional sentiments can be awakened. So the reflection here is that instead of trying to see, instead of trying to understand, instead of trying to experiment, spiritual science is encouraging us to behave in a manner that we are seen, to behave in a manner where knowledge is revealed, to behave in a manner that we need not experiment, we rather try to accept the process. Material science or external science cannot be demonstrated, explained, or does not exist if there is no logic, if there is no substantiation, and if there is not demonstrated. But spiritual science and spiritual logic is based on our conduct, our behavior, our attitude and gratitude, and based on that, certain things are revealed. This revelation is not available to everybody, and this revelation is based on our character. So that is why to be seen is the primary requirement for us to even get spiritual knowledge to be revealed. And when the knowledge is revealed, we immediately are in such a frame of mind, we accept them with utmost surrender, and after acceptance some clarifications and articulations are allowed, and eventually, after all those understandings and assimilation, this knowledge is preached. This is how a life of a devotee had always been. So, in our own devotional life, we need to learn to behave in such a manner that we are seen. So rather than try to see, we should try to be seen. Rather than trying to follow a logical understanding, we try to follow a process of spiritual understanding. So this is demonstrated time and again by so many various personalities, and Prithu Maharaj is one amongst them. So Prabhupada explains here that because of Prithu Maharaj's great personality and whoever he was, Lord Vishnu, demigods, they all personally came down from the higher planetary systems to participate in the Prithu Maharaj's fire sacrifice. Even though this episode happened in the previous yuga, probably Satya Yuga, this logic that we just discussed is applicable, allowed even today, in the current context, Kali Yuga. Even now, great personalities from heavenly planets, even from spiritual abode, descend. They do give darshan. They do participate in activities. And they do bestow their blessings upon us and reveal themselves to us. And this is not some fanaticism or sentimentalism. This is science. In our Gaur Arati, we sing Shiva, Sukha, Narada, Preme, Gada, Gada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing that how Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, they all participate in Gaura Arati. Brahma Bole, Chaturmukhi, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Mahadeva Panchamukhi Rama Rama Hare Hare. It is said that in Jagannath Rath Yatra, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, these people participate. Brahma Bole Chaturmukhi. Chaturmukha Brahma come and dance in the Sankirtan, saying Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Mahadeva, Panchamukhi, Lord Shiva with five faces. He come and dance in the Harinam Sankirtan. So it was not just that when Prithu Maharaj performed the great sacrifice, the demigods descended. Even now, during the Harinam Sankirtan, which is the Yajna, recommended in this Kali Yuga, these great personalities also participate. We see the pastimes of Raghunandan Thakur. Krishna came and revealed himself to the small boy when he was doing offering. So there are plenty of examples where the personalities have descended. So for us to behave in a manner to be seen, behave in a manner where knowledge can be revealed, and when such knowledge is revealed, we simply surrender and accept them, enables us to get the association of great personalities. There is one other perspective to this vision of great personalities, is that even Param Vaishnavas, who are amongst us, they have themselves a covering. They don't reveal themselves to everybody and each and everyone. Or to put it other way, each and every personality cannot identify, understand great personalities amongst us. I used to always say that had we been member of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's neighborhood, had we been in the neighborhood of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, had we been present during these personalities' time, if we would have recognized them as we are understanding and glorifying them now, there's a big question mark. We are thankful to the disciples of Prabhupada. We are thankful to our fellow senior devotees who have helped us in recognizing even Srila Prabhupada. Recognizing our great acharyas who just came. Because when they were living in this planet, they were also moving around with so many people like any other normal human being. But they are not from this planet. Similarly, we have a lot of Vaishnavas in our own lives. Maybe some of them are our children. Some of them are our family members. Some of them are our neighbors. Some of them are our community members. So they will be part of our community, but still we won't be able to recognize them because of our doggish mentality. So the message here, or the reflection here, is that the science behind seeing great personalities, science behind this interplanetary communication, even though this context is talking about the previous age, is still existing and it is not yet extinct. So rather than we need to invite them, such great personalities wish to be part of such a great glorious activities, fire sacrifice. When Srila Prabhupada writing his Bhaktivedanta purports, he confesses, he declares that each and every one of his thoughts and realizations, they were not material. In fact, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that all these knowledge are revealed personally and dictated to me by Krishna himself. So this is just 50-year-old philosophy, 50-year-old history, not some few era. So point is, Krishna is still ready to come down. When we say come down, he doesn't need to come down from spiritual world. He is around us. Come down to our consciousness level to be revealing himself. We need to become a patra, a vessel. We need to become a personality to be getting such darshan. We need to fine-tune our consciousness to get such accesses. So this process of Krishna consciousness helps us in elevating our consciousness to such a degree. And that is actually Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not about how many shlokas I know by heart. Krishna consciousness is not about our dress. Krishna consciousness is not even about our address. Krishna consciousness is about how much of our doggish mentality that we have given up, and how every moment in our life we are engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord. And the moment we reach up to such a consciousness level, even Krishna cannot control himself. He will come and directly give darshan. What to speak of demigods? Bhakti Charu Maharaj, or maybe Sachinandan Maharaj, I don't know who that was. When Panchatattva deities were installed in Sridham Mayapur, they had their first Abhishek. The whole atmosphere was so much reverberating and so much filled with divine consciousness that they were sharing the realization that probably it was not only the devotees from different parts of the world came to witness such a glorious moment. Even demigods and even personally the Supreme Lord from the abode must have descended to witness. So number one reflection here is to be seen, behave in a manner to be revealed, and to accept submissively will help us understand the real spiritual paradigm. Otherwise, we will be doing activities which are looking like Krishna consciousness, but we have not even scratched the surface of Krishna consciousness. This is my first reflection. The second reflection Prithu Maharaj after he personally got darshan of the Supreme Lord and got to hear from him that he is going to associate with Sanat Kumaras, he is going to give some instructions to all the citizens. So this chapter, after a few verses, he is going to start speaking to his citizens. So the set of instructions that he is going to give his citizens are not some bookish knowledge, and those instructions are from personal experience and realization. So the second reflection is, one of the reasons such great personalities are well sought or highly sought is their experience and realizations, when heard, activates our dormant consciousness so much so that what would remain as an utopian dream or a very difficult task become very easy. So the experience of the experienced devotees should not be discounted, should not be valued any less than Krishna's instructions. So Prithu Maharaj is going to give some valuable instruction very soon. And such instructions are not only for the citizens, it is also for all of us. In our own personal life, getting to see, getting to recognize great personalities are in itself very rare. It is not that great personalities are rare. They are plenty. To recognize them and to even get association with them is rare. So we need to become a responsible person and create opportunity to hear and learn from them rather than wait for such an opportunity to be informed or bestowed upon us. In our own personal spiritual life, to be a passive follower is also nice in comparison with somebody who does not even follow. But then, for us to actively progress in Krishna consciousness, we need to create opportunity to take advantage of those self-realized soul who have revealed themselves to us, who are amongst us. Because their experience of associating and hearing from Krishna and Krishna's special devotees save few lifetimes of us, not just few years. So to save few lifetimes, otherwise, what would cost us few lifetimes to even get to a basic realization and basic understanding can very easily be understood when we value the experience of the experienced devotee. That is why we pray, Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripata maham vande shri gurum dhinatarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram. And it is said that this prayer is not even 1% exaggeration. Example, Mrigari. Example again, Raja Chitraketu, Dhruva Maharaj, Ramgiridhari, and you can go on listing each and every one of us. What qualification I have to speak Srimad Bhagavatam? I know my laundries, I know my consciousness level, I know where I am coming from. If I analyze, is there any qualification for us to even touch and come closer to Holy Name and Srimad Bhagavatam? It's nothing, zero. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing that I have analyzed again and again, but I find myself having no qualification to be the recipient of the Lord's mercy. But still, Sarvase Tvamar. So the very nice prayer Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Tumi to Thakur Tomar Kukur. So I am like a dog in your house. Please time me and I will try to take care of all the odd jobs and serve you. So the second reflection hence is that such experiences of the experienced devotees, whom at least we have understood and, you know, seen, they may not be at the level of Narada Muni or anybody for that matter. So don't wait for them. For our consciousness level, for our eligibility, Krishna has given us access to some set of devotees. Sometimes we have this mindset that only if so-and-so devotee speaks Srimad Bhagavatam, I will attend. If so-and-so devotee comes to my yatra, I will go and participate. If so-and-so devotee come and give me instructions, I will follow. Rest, anybody else who says, I will not take, you know, at interest. It is like saying that my God comes to your house is no more my God. If the instruction is given to you, it is no more my instruction. My instruction has to come to me directly, customized. Then only I will follow. Krishna gave instruction to Arjuna. No, what is relevant for me? If we have accepted the Supreme Lord as our master, then all the instructions of Krishna given to anybody is our instruction. Once Indradyumna Maharaj was explaining in Radha Gopinath temple, one devotee asked him a question that, Gurudev, I would need personal instruction for me to make progress in Krishna consciousness. Maharaj was explaining, this happened like 10-15 years before. He was giving an example of Jayapataka Maharaj at that time. So he was explaining, if Jayapataka Maharaj has to personally give instruction to each and every one of his disciples, he has 10,000 disciples at that time. So by the time he reached one disciple, it will take, several years. A disciple should understand, whenever the spiritual master speaks, give Bhagavatam class, give any class, he is speaking to himself, he is speaking to the disciple, not anybody else. So from a perspective of progressing in Krishna consciousness, we need to be hungry enough to create opportunity rather than waiting for somebody to knock on our doors and call us and engage us. So hence my second reflection is that Maharaj Prithu, what he is going to speak now in this chapter, and subsequently what Sanat Kumaras are speaking in this chapter, next chapter, and what Srila Prabhupada has written, they are all relevant and they are all relatable and they are all specifically tailored made for each and every one of us. Even though it is not that we are called in for such discussions. So you can understand each purport of Srila Prabhupada as Prabhupada speaking to us. So hence, our goal should be to create opportunity to search, associate, serve such Vaishnavas so that what we discussed as the first quality or the first reflection is possible. When we hear from such devotees whom Krishna has allowed us to participate and associate, we will get qualified enough to be seen by Krishna and Krishna's transcendental devotees. As we have always been speaking, that it is not about Krishna's inability to reveal himself to us. It is our inability that we are not able to see him. He is present all over the place. He is present with us, within us. Only we are not able to recognize him. So if we try to fine-tune our consciousness, like the way we fine-tune our mobile sets to be receiving a mobile signal to come, specific carrier's connectivity, we need to fine-tune our consciousness to such a level that we are able to see the Supreme Lord. During Mahabharata war, not everybody could see Krishna as Supreme Lord. Not everybody could see his Virat Roop. When Rama was here, not everybody could see him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, not everybody could see him and recognize him as Supreme Lord. After they came and gone, we are talking about them. Then we are saying, oh, had I known, I would have, taken advantage of that. It is always like that. So don't repent when the devotee leave you. Avail when he is with you. Otherwise, many of the homages that you hear on a disappearance day of a particular devotee, we would glorify them left, right, center. But when that devotee was with us, when he was alive amongst us, did we glorify them in the same manner as we are glorifying them now? Probably not. Hence, let's create an opportunity and value the experience of the experienced devotee. Reflection number three. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually meant purely for the purpose of progressing in Krishna consciousness agenda and not for the purpose of any materialistic agenda. Many a times, because of our conditioning, we try to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavata. For some motives. If anyone has got motives, material motives, they will not be able to even create such an opportunity. So, our desire, our motive, our intention should be watched over in such a careful manner so that when Krishna gives us access to self-realize the soul, we do not waste a single minute of time and take advantage of their association. There are many, many examples where, because of not able to process our desires correctly, we have this challenge of missing the train. In India, there is a very famous proverb. Those who are staying near the railway station always miss the train. The reason is about complacency, lethargy, and familiarity. The third reflection is, when we are revealed, when we are shown by Krishna's arrangement, he is a so-and-so devotee, she is so-and-so devotee, we need to see to that we don't get too familiar with them in such a manner that we are not able to appreciate their divine consciousness. Familiarity breeds contempt. We may think that we are associating with a Vaishnava. We may think that I am traveling with him, serving with him, massaging his legs, cooking for him, becoming his personal servant. Many a time some of us have got this good fortune of doing some personal service to our own spiritual masters. And the moment we do that, we have so much of fan following from our fellow devotees appreciating, see, this devotee is very great. He got a good fortune to associate with, you know, so-and-so family, you know, senior devotees. So they will start glorifying us, appreciate us. So we need to watch out for such a trap. Familiarity and complacency together is such a ruthless combination that it can topple our journey in spirituality very easily. Because of such familiarity, many, many people have missed this opportunity. Ramanujacharya's wife, Srila Prabhupada's wife, Prahlad Maharaj's father, we can go on list. They thought that anyway I am with them and I am always taken care. But unfortunately they can never understand the consciousness of the self-realized soul. So that is why coming too close too soon, staying too far away for too long, both are detrimental to our Krishna consciousness. Too close too soon, too far for too long, with holy name, with Vaishnavas, with holy dham, with deities, with Srimad Bhagavatam, all are dangerous. We need to work hard to somehow handle this, then we are definitely protected from being an overconfident devotee. So this third point is something called as unwanted vice, which needs to be uprooted so that access to those great personalities are provided, and in their association we are able to participate, appreciate, and the knowledge is revealed. Krishna is trying his best to help us. We need to reciprocate with the Supreme Lord. And when we reciprocate well, ye tam mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says, the way you reciprocate with me, I reciprocate back. So this is history. This is not just some ideology or, you know, some statement. This is what is time and again shown, spoken, demonstrated by the Supreme Lord Himself, as well as His dear devotees and fellow followers. This Krishna consciousness movement is a blessing for humanity at large. We are highly indebted to Srila Prabhupada. We are highly indebted to our fellow devotees who are helping us. So we need to take inspiration from them and make necessary advancement. Let's not procrastinate, because procrastinate is not mood of goodness. And in procrastination, we have other disturbances that we may get. So these are three sets of reflections that I would like to associate with this particular verse to help us appreciate what Prithu Maharaj has done to his citizens. In our journey of Krishna consciousness, there are very, very less people who will have time for us, very, very less people who will be interested in us progressing, very, very less people who will be thinking about us to say that this guy has to make progress. And only Vaishnavas who are dear to Krishna, because Krishna likes, they have reorganized their life to fit into the Krishna consciousness. So to summarize our conversation today, Maharaj Prithu has just finished Krishna's darshan, Vishnu's darshan, and he is going to address to the citizens. And Maharaj Prithu's exemplary behavior attracted Krishna, and eventually he became Shakti Avesh Avatar. So these benedictions are all not an arbitrary illogical things. Krishna consciousness is beyond logic. Krishna consciousness is having transcendental logic. There is nothing called as good, bad, big, small, heat, cold. There are many, many dualities beyond which this Krishna consciousness operates. So, let us take advantage of this process of Krishna consciousness. Try to behave in a manner so that we are seen, knowledge is revealed, and we learn to accept them and eventually preach. Second, we learn to value the experience of the experienced devotees. Understand that they are our access point for getting what Krishna wants to let us know. And rather than waiting for them to come and give instruction, let's create opportunity in our life in such a manner that we are bestowed with their blessings. And last but not least, let's not get familiar and complacent to such people, such personalities, so that rather than getting needed advice and instructions in the direction, we just sentimentally, fanatically associate with them to claim that we were once associated. So, we are definitely fortunate to get this wonderful support from the Vaishnava community, and you guys are doing a great service by organizing such Bhagavatam sessions and Chaitanya Charitamrita sessions. And I'm very happy that this is going on so consistently. Let's make sure that we don't fall trapped to the trap thrown by Maya and stay steadfastly focused to appreciate Krishna consciousness to the core. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, I can respond.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for your class, as always. just now, at the end of your lecture, you remember saying that, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, heat, cold, you know, these dualities. Can you explain what you meant by that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What did you say?
I said, in the last part of your lecture, you said there are no such thing as these dualities of heat and cold.
Yeah, so what I was trying to say that is sometimes we as practitioners can get carried away by dualities of life. So spiritual knowledge is beyond dualities, so are spiritual devotional associations. So in a devotional association, probably there are some experiences which may not be, you know, what exactly the way we want. But if Krishna has given such a opportunity, let's try to go along with that opportunity and learn lessons for us, rather than trying to pick and choose that this is what I would like in Krishna consciousness, this is what I would not like in Krishna consciousness. If we are very sincerely praying and practicing, and in spite of such a prayer and practice, Krishna puts us in a particular situation which is not so much of what we would have otherwise sought for, let us accept the situation as Krishna's blessing, try to learn lessons from them and make progress, rather than getting stuck to the duality process of materialistic world. So this, all the knowledge that we are trying to learn is beyond duality, so don't apply materialistic logic on such a spiritual dimension. That's what I was trying to say.
Thank you, Prabhu. It's clear.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Ji, Ram Sari Prabhu, Koti Koti Janbat Padam, Sila Prabhupada Sila Gurudev Ki Jai. Yes, Prabhuji, we are very fortunate soul that Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna is given such a nice senior Vaishnava association like Preeti Vilasini Gopi. Work hard to manage, to every day she work hard to take such a nice senior Vaishnava association. H.G. Kala Sudha Mataji, H.G. Komodiki Mataji, and Adhika Dadar Das, and Ram Gajari Prabhu. Prabhuji, whatever we learn from senior Vaishnava, we will start to preach from our own family members. And consciously or unconsciously, they also hear and they also get to Krishna's mercy. And Prabhuji, you see, thank you very much for your nectarian class and as usual all the realization. Prabhuji, you sing one bhajan that was the fourth Chaturmukhi Brahma and the fifth one and something. Prabhuji, can you please sing one sentence?
Hari yeah, Bol, it is, and, that is Mahaprabhu used to sing that. This is called Brahma Bole Chaturmukhi Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Panchamukhi Rama Rama Hare Hare. So this is very famous that in Ratyatras and a few other time that was sung even during Mahaprabhu's time. It is to say that Brahma Bole, even Lord Brahma using his four heads used to chant Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, and Lord Shiva using his five heads, Panchamukha, you know, Shiv. Rama Rama Hare Hare, which means they are also chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and participating in the Sankirtan movement. So I was just trying to refer that interplanetary system communication is not just happened during Prithu Maharaj's time. It is happening even now, even 2019, when you sincerely chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you would never know that maybe a surrounding by you, there are some demigods dancing and hearing your song.
Hari Bol, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu, and with such a nice realizations. It's really heart-touching realizations, Prabhu, that we should always, you know, that one point that we should always glorify Vaishnavas and always take their instructions, never just leave it, and always try to meditate on their pastimes so that we can learn from it. When we are in such situation, we can take their examples and, you know, we can solve that situation. It's really hard, very, very nice points, like when we are in anger, how our senior Vaishnavas, you know, try to control their anger or try to control, you know, every senses and how they react to each the situation, that if we can, you know, meditate on that, then we can also control our, you know, all these bad activities that we have in us. It's really very nice, Prabhu, each and every point that you have shared, such a beautiful points, Prabhu. Thank you so much for such a nice deep realizations. It's really very heart-touching realizations, Prabhu, from today's class. Hari Bol, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I just want to make a comment to everyone here that many of times when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we keep exploring things from a very quantitative and the gross perspective. But we need to definitely start somewhere, fine-tune us to go deeper and see how subtle aspects of Krishna consciousness are to be identified. That is why Srila Prabhupada said that I expect my followers to give purports to my purport. So Prabhupada is definitely encouraging all of us to record our realizations. So when we hear any lecture, when we participate in any such satsang programs, one is what we carry home in terms of some scholarly information, but we need to dive deep, go reflecting, because this knowledge is just not knowledge. This is medicine to transform. For sure, whether it is consumed knowingly or unknowingly, the medicine is going to work. But if you know what you are trying to and try to go a little subtler, there may be some science that is communicated which we will be able to appreciate. That's why Prabhupada said that I read my own books because they are not just normal English language words and letters. They are filled with pure devotion bestowed upon us. So hence, I encourage definitely all of us, because of our materialistic education and our general lifestyle, we are very gross people. We generally try to appreciate things which are grossly seen. We try to appreciate things which are quantitative, that we can feel, touch, smell, eat, and things like that. But Krishna consciousness is beyond the gross. It is subtle. Beyond subtle, it is transcendental. So that which can shake up the soul and purify the soul to, you know, eventually go to the spiritual abode. So as students of Srimad Bhagavatam, we need to fine-tune such a skill. In that manner, we will be able to appreciate every Bhagavatam class. As I was mentioning that we are choosy many a times, but then every student of Bhagavatam should be learning to appreciate every Bhagavatam, wherever Bhagavatam, whichever Bhagavata speaks Bhagavatam, rather than looking at the gross aspect, we will be able to appreciate the subtle aspect. So I'm once again very happy that you are all doing that on a daily basis. I'm sure the Lord will bestow their choicest blessings on all of you, and for sure very soon you are going to see the Lord as a part of your progress in Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much for engaging me in such a service.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for guiding us, inspiring us and correcting us. Yes, Prabhuji, all preachers are working hard, maybe from 2 or 3 weeks, to give us Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, we have to take very seriously. All preachers are working hard, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Hari Bol, Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhu. Prabhu, I just wanted to share one more point that I really like from the class was you are telling like Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj pastime that you are telling Guru Maharaj has so many disciples that he cannot instruct each and every person, but from the class we have to take. So true Prabhu, even whenever I feel like, you know, this person, this speaker is going to really, I really like for that speaker. So we don't have that bondage with that speaker, but we generally associate with them through the call of Bhakti Sangha. So I used to feel that, oh, this speaker is telling to me, not to everybody. He's directly instructing me. I used to feel that when you have told me that, it really touched my heart. So
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
any other
questions or
comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, once again thank you so much. Is there anybody having any question or comment?
Yeah, just one small thing. You mentioned Shiva having 5 heads. This I've never heard before. Can you explain that? How is it
I mean, there are plenty of Shivas. There's there are 11 Rudras and different types of Shiva. So what we know is only a limited understanding, because we think as devotees we are not supposed to know about Lord Shiva. Maybe sometime we can discuss about Shiva as a personality, because Lord Shiva in different abodes, he has got different forms and incarnations. And there is also in Shiva Tattva, there are 3 components: Rudra, Sadashiv, and the Lord Shiva that we generally talk about. They are 3 different personalities, but they have some commonalities. So maybe it's too deep or too long. Maybe sometime we can separately have a discussion on that. But Lord Shiva do have more than one head in certain, certain planets or certain manifestation.
Okay. I know it's a big topic, but am I correct in my understanding that all of these Shivas are expansions of Sadashiva in Vaikuntha?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Okay, Prabhu, thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. Is there anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji? Okay. There are no questions. We would like to end the call here by offering obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Ramagiridhari Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for such a beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Thank you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.